Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Psychologist Rollo May believes that most people make 500 to 2,500 acquaintances every year. People you work with, individuals whom you meet at church or school, acquaintances with whom you share an elevator every workday, or who live in the same apartment complex as you. The checker at the grocery store, the gas station attendant, your mailman or doctor. You nod and wave politely when you meet these folks. But by no stretch of the imagination could most of your acquaintances be considered real friends, the kind who would stand with you no matter what happens. But of that large number, he believes that on an average, only 7 are real friends. Question. We sometimes use a term to describe acquaintances as fair-weather friends. But are such individuals really friends? The travel agent, whom I have never met, was talking to me about travel plans, and he kept saying, "Look, I'm telling you this as a friend. You really are my friend, you know." I didn't know the man. Now, he's probably a very fine gentleman, but for all I know, he may be an escapee from a mental institution or have a police record. What is a friend? An Arab proverb answers the question saying, "A friend is one to whom we may pour out the contents of our hearts, chaff and grain together, knowing that the gentlest of hands will sift it, keep what is worth keeping, and with a breath of kindness blow the rest away." Not bad. How many real friends do you have? Many of the letters and emails which come to us at Guidelines tell about strained, broken relationships. I'm thinking of the rather plaintive, sad letter which came from a young man whose marriage had failed, who seemed to have problems getting along with people at work. And then he wrote, "I would give almost anything for just one real friend." Can you relate to that? I suspected, however, that he was waiting for someone to bequeath friendship upon him, much like an inheritance that would come from an unknown benefactor. Things like that just don't happen. Like anything else that is really valuable, friendships take hard work as well as risk. Friendships begin as you reach out to someone else. Proverbs 18:24 says, "A man who has friends must show himself friendly." Could that be your problem? General George Patton was a man of great talents, but he had few friends. One of his biographers says of him, "He gained the generalship, the medals, and the glory, but he was never able to make any friends." Strange, isn't it, that someone who was such a leader of men ended up being respected, but not considered a real friend to anyone? An individual who is aloof and separate doesn't have many friends. But possibly you want friends, but it seems you end up without them. You withdraw, not because you are afraid to get down on the level of the playing field, but because you feel inadequate or insecure. You are afraid of being rejected. Look, somewhere there is a person who shares your interest, your thoughts and ideas, and that person is hurting for a friend as badly as you are. There's a strange thing about friendship. Two individuals may be from different social backgrounds, even different generations, even different cultures, yet they are drawn together in a friendship that spans the difference. Remember, to have a friend, you need to be a friend.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.